building was built.
Okay, it's just a few minutes past five, so we'd like to call this special city council meeting to order. First, we'll do a roll call. We have with us Councilman Kaplan, Councilwoman Hinton, Councilman Pond, and Councilman Hendrickson, and I believe Councilwoman Burton is on her way. We'll jump right into our working agenda. Excuse me, I always forget. I'm Mayor Waite. Our general business A1 is discussion and action to consider approval of Ordinance 2026-07, an ordinance enacting a temporary land use regulation to allow for a study and potential adoption for a new or revised hillside protection overlay zone presented by Matt Entz, our city attorney. And we'll turn the time over to you.
Okay. I don't want to belabor this. I think that at least some of you had a chance to review the draft that went out earlier today. If you haven't, I apologize that it didn't come sooner, but we worked as quick as we could on it. So just the very briefest summary here, of course, this follows our discussion with Rick Rosenberg last week about potential updates to the ordinances which address the sensitive lands issues in the city, including the hillside overlay zone. And so the purpose of this ordinance is to enact what's technically referred to as a temporary land use regulation, which would be in effect for 180 days or up to 180 days, which would essentially put a freeze on any applications that on properties that are included in the sensitive lands in the city, to allow the city council, the planning commission, and the staff to work on updates to the city ordinances, as discussed last week. So that's the barest of introductions. I'm happy to go into more detail in the ordinance or answer questions if you have them.
Council, any questions or comments?
I read it. The only thing I saw, I don't see any reason to change anything, and the only thing I saw was the spelling error that was pointed out before I had a chance to respond.
Yep, and I appreciate those that sent me that. So, and that's been corrected.
Okay, perfect.
Maybe it would be worthwhile for me, because probably the most important part of this is the city council findings. We're, as the legislative body putting this into effect, you are required to enter findings that essentially support this action. Rick Rosenberg actually proposed these findings. I've put his proposals in here nearly word for word. There's a few little changes, but nothing substantive. And so maybe it would be worthwhile if I just read those quickly. I mean, there's only six of them. So, Mayor,
yeah,
would you like
to? Yeah,
that'd be good. So the city council's findings include the following. First, the existing city code relevant to the HP zone, that's the hillside overlay zone, is dated from 2008 and needs to be revised to reflect recent changes in applicable building codes and construction design standards, new construction methods, and current technology available. Second, the existing city code requirements related to allowable land disturbance are vague and subject to interpretation by members of the Hillside Review Board during proposed project review. Third, the existing city code does not adequately address administration of the Hillside Review Board, including member makeup, maximum term of service, chairman and vice chairman job descriptions, and election requirements. Fourth, the existing city code and associated exhibits do not adequately address all known geologic hazard risks identified by the Utah Geologic Survey that impact properties within the city. Fifth, there are large tracts of undeveloped land located within the city which are impacted by steep slopes, large drainage basins, and floodplains, expansive soils, shallow bedrock, and other risks to future development. And sixth, the existing city code does not adequately incorporate or address the policies of the city with respect to the preservation and protection, I should say, of sensitive lands, as reflected in the city's general plan document recently adopted by the city council to guide future land use decisions by the city. So that's the meat of this. Those are the findings that you're making as the city council to support this action.
Okay, very good. Council, is there anything you want to add there or any other questions or concerns? Do you want to come up to the mic and we'll recognize former Mayor Rosenberg.
Thank you. In one of the whereas, it references Rosenberg Associates, and that's not, I was doing this as the consultant, not as Rosenberg.
Oh, okay.
Just, yeah, I wondered on that, actually. Yeah.
Take that out of there.
That's a good point.
I will do that. Thanks, Rick.
We're just used to you in that hat, not in
yeah. I think the only other finding that we might want to add, but I don't think we need to, would just be there's not a whole lot of developable land left in Santa Clara that isn't difficult like this. I don't think we need to add that, but just that's one thing I've thought about, why we may really want to look at this closely, is we're running out of the easy land, basically, to develop.
I'd be concerned about that because it opens up you up to definition.
Right, yeah. So I think it's just...
So I don't think you'd want to add that because it does open you up to definition of usable land.
Okay.
Yeah. I just wanted that just as some food for thought. That's another reason why I think it's a good idea to really look at this closely.
Yeah.
Okay, anything else, Council? Okay, then I would look for a motion.
I'll make the motion that we approve Ordinance 2026-07, enacting a temporary land use regulation to allow for study and potential adoption of newer revised hillside protection overlay zone.
Second.
Okay, motion by Dave, second by Krista. Any question on that motion? Okay, let's do roll call. Justin?
Aye.
Krista?
Aye.
Dave?
Aye.
Mark?
Aye.
That passes unanimously. Thank you very much. We'll note that Councilwoman Burton just arrived. Thank you. All right, and then I actually have a question for Matt. We do have something we'd like to discuss in a closed session, but it's not on the agenda. Are we okay to still ask for a closed session?
Yes, as long as we make a record of the reason.
Okay. So, Council, we would like to have a closed session regarding pending litigation. So I would just need a motion to note that.
We'll call up pending or imminent litigation.
Imminent litigation.
I move that we go into, or are you looking for a motion? Sorry. That we move into closed session to discuss imminent litigation.
Second.
Okay, motion by Krista and a second by Justin. Excuse me. All in favor say aye.
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 Any opposed? That passes unanimously. Thank you very much, everyone. We'll let the public exit and